Joshua Konyi, chief administrator of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, accuses armed youth from Ayute County of Jonglei State of invading and attacking Pibor villages. He says fighting has been raging in the villages of Nanam, Gumuruk, Kongor, Payam of Liguanglei County.
The security in Pibor is still not good because the armed youth from Gawer are in our areas. They launched attacks on 7th and up to now the fighting is ongoing. The fighting now in the area of Nanam River going to Kongor, Tanyang, Ahol and going to the side of Jebel between Gumuruk and Pibor. Up to now, we are yet to get details of figures of the casualties.
Reverend Joseph Romolen from the Presbyterian Church of South Sudan in Pibor confirms intercommunal clashes have been taking place in the area for days.
We're surprised that they mobilize themselves and also allow. And so we have a governor. Should also be responsible for that. But nobody talk about it. They mobilize themselves and then they arm and then they win. And up to this time, we're still in our way. In our area, in Pibor, which it is very bad. You know, as we are people of religious, we don't want this. We want a peace everywhere, especially in our southern Sudan. You know, how many are we? Just let me say we are 12 and something, and we die for nothing because of the cows, because of tribalism.
The Secretary General of the Jonglei State Government, Godwich Cock, says he is not aware of any youth from Jonglei fighting in Pibor. But says he heard reports that a magician from Ayute County was encouraging young people to launch a revenge attack on Pibor a few months ago.
I heard there was a magician called Makwai, a magician around Ayute who was trying to mobilize the youth to go and attack Pibor, but we intervened. And then this is what we knew, the magician did not go. But if there's an incident, maybe it should be a part of his operation. If something happened like this, it should be a retaliation from the youth because there were some incidents that were happening between Gadiang and Matiang for the last 1 month, even 2 weeks ago. There were even 2 days ago, there was a man riding a boda-boda from that side of Jale and they killed him.
Konyi says he wonders why Jonglei state authorities would allow a magician to mobilize youth to attack Pibor at a time of peace.
This is what caught us by surprise, and we are not able to say anything because we have peace between us, and we don't expect anyone to think about fighting anymore. I don't know this youth decided by their own to attack Pibor or with the knowledge of the Jonglei government.
Abosha Hali, a spokesman for the high-level committee formed by President Salva Kiir to address the root causes of conflict between Pibor and Jonglei, says the panel informed Kiir about the latest violence yesterday.
The president was not happy, actually, because of the repeated attack by the youth of the two states from the Pibor administrative area. The president himself was not happy about that. Because in the conference, everybody spoke, and it was agreed that fighting must cease with immediate effect. And we started very well. There was even exchange of children. We saw a good number of children being taken back to their, being reunited with their parents.
In January, communities from Jonglei State and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area held a peace conference in Juba, where they agreed to bury their differences and embrace peace. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.